During this season, beloved one, where we're thinking about and celebrating the Lord Jesus' resurrection, I want to ask us this question. We say we believe in the resurrection of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ. But if we believe with the type of faith that is saving faith, our faith in the resurrection will radically impact the way that we live. It's going to impact what our goals are. It's going to impact the way we think. It's going to impact our paradigm of life. In other words, the huge concern is that there's so many that are filling our churches. They even think they believe in the resurrection of Jesus, but in truth, it's almost like just like a myth to them. It's something that they would acknowledge. It's something that they would say they believe in. Perhaps they're raised in a Christian culture that always affirmed that dogma of the faith. But for those of us that really have staked our faith in the fact that Yeshua of Nazareth was historically and physically, literally raised from the dead and is now seated at the right hand of God the Father, and that through being connected to Him, we're going to overcome everything in the world. Those of us that are in tune with that, those of us that are engaged with that, it is going to alter our lives, and we're going to become breakthrough people, people that are overcomers. The resurrection of Jesus Christ and faith in it is what saves. This is why Paul tells us in the book of Romans, if we believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, we'll be saved. So number one, we believe that this is a reality. Jesus is raised from the dead, and it's the only way to have it. He died for our sins and rose to the Father so that you and I could be forgiven and now have access to the Father and actually have been seated with Him in the heavenly places in the Spirit. But then it says we need to confess Him as Lord. What does it mean that we confess Jesus as Lord? It means that we truly have put Him as the Lord over our lives, that the banner over our lives is that Jesus is Lord. See, even the demons believe that Jesus is Lord. We're not talking about just saying that. We're talking about that when we confess Jesus as Lord, what we're doing is we're declaring that Jesus is my Lord, not as an affirmation of a doctrine only, but in reality that He's the Lord of our lives, that we don't belong to ourselves, that our lives are now about picking up the cross, dying daily to follow Him as Lord. So I want to ask you a question today. Have you made Jesus your Lord? If there's a question in your heart, some of you, perhaps the Holy Spirit's speaking to you right now, you're out and kind of just in a fog, but you've never really been broken and convicted of the truth of the gospel. I want to ask you to get down on your knees right now if the Holy Spirit is convicting you. The Lord said, if today you hear my voice, do not harden your heart. I want to ask you to repent of your sins. Say, Jesus, forgive me. I want to ask you to wash me of my sins and cleanse me. I believe, Jesus, that you're Lord, and I want you to be the Lord of my life. I give my life to you. I repent of my sins. Come inside me, Jesus. Cleanse me, forgive me, and make me your disciple.